number of different states. More on these stories can be found at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bonnet and Trish Clark. It's Thursday, so my Thursday girl's here.
Good morning.
I feel like I have a harem.
A harem.
I have a harem here.
Absolutely.
You know, and then there's other, other people that come through here. And there's a funny story about the harem, and I'm going to tell it because Linda's not here.
Danger, Will Robinson.
No, this is great. Okay, good morning, everybody. Hey, it's about 6 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock, 605-4567 is our phone number. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And Trish is here with the weather.
It's 43 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high of 53 today, low of 36, slight chance of showers, and then sunny. On Friday, high of 36 and a low of 37, partly cloudy. And on Saturday, we're looking for mostly sunny with a high near 60, north wind only 7 miles an hour, and 37 at night. So we're looking for some clear weather and some sunshine, chance to kind of dry us down and maybe reroot some of those trees that are falling all over Shasta County.
Oh, my gosh.
So the weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. Locally and veteran-owned and operated, they give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
There you go. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, the chat room. We have in here Carl. We have Dim's Rule. We have Dim's Rule something. And then Mad Dog. This should be interesting.
Oh, so. Okay. There you go. Dim's Rule.
Dim's Rule.
Talk about those Democrats. Are they just stepping all over themselves?
Well, you know what? We've got Greg Catteray coming in today to talk about baseball, from Simpson, because they're having a big fundraiser out for Simpson baseball. But also he's the coach, of course, of the Colt 45s. But then before and after, though, we're kind of like open. And I'm going like open line Thursday with Trish because it's been a while since I've seen you and talked to you. And, Golden Globe Awards. And then the latest, of course.
Is that just the best?
Is this BuzzFeed, I guess BuzzFeed is associated with CNN. And then they put this article out that hasn't been – what should I say? It not only has it not been vetted, they can find no corroboration and no sources.
Well, actually, the thing is, Carl, it has been vetted. They have had it for
6 months. It's been 6 months. It's been shopped around to
and
everybody.
And they've been trying and to come up with anything.
They couldn't do it.
Nothing,
now, the story, in case you're wondering what it is, and I'm going to share it because
it's gross.
It's gross. And what it is that Trump was supposedly in a Moscow hotel.
With one of his attorneys.
And they hired a hooker.
A bunch of hookers,
because it was the same room Obama had been in the same bed, to urinate on the bed. And that's just the story. Well, no, of course, the lawyer says, look at my passport. I've been anywhere around there. This is a story that somebody, started.
All through the election, they were talking about this big thing. It never went out
because you couldn't prove it because it wasn't true. So they issued anyway. But here's the scary thing. The editor of this BuzzFeed says, this is the way that we need to do reporting in 2017. What? You just throw stuff out there without cooperation, without proof?
Throw it at the wall.
Remember what happened to Dan Rather when he went out and said that Bush – right during the election, Bush had cheated and had not been going to his National Guard meetings or his Air National Guard meetings and all these other things. And it was found to be totally false. It ruined his career. He was asked to retire.
Yeah.
The producers that were in it were fired and never worked in TV since. But now they have this. So this is CNN is linked to this. So now you listen to the talking heads last night in the CNN. They go, well, what Trump's doing is saying, well, look, this is, you know, he's taken the attack to him and says, well, look what these people have done. How can you believe anything
they
say?
Did you watch his news conference?
I watched parts of it.
I actually, because I, you know, they keep saying how he's not presidential, he just can't do this, and on and on and on and on. His news conference was over an hour long, and I actually watched the whole thing on YouTube last night. He was absolutely great. He was so in control, so informative, gave so much information, and took those news people. I mean, they were gasping for breath by the time it
ended. So totally different than Obama.
Oh, absolutely.
Obama would have one, and he'd limit it to like six questions. Because once they'd ask a question, off he'd go, and he'd be changing the subject, and he'd go someplace else, and then he'd circle around, and then he'd come back again, and then, you know, he would just never really answer the question. And he would take six questions during that time.
He took a lot of questions.
Oh, no,
then
he interviewed other people. He took
and he wouldn't take a question from CNN. And the guy was so rude and in his face. And he kept saying, no, I'm not taking a question.
And he said, you're rude.
It's a fake news. You're fake news. I'm not taking a question.
Now, Shepard Smith, who is a commentator for Fox.
He tried to take him on.
Well, no. What he said was, that's not fair. You can't attack a news person because of what his agency is. Well, you know what?
Yes, he can, and that's the thing. He is the president-elect, and they've got all their rules that they've been able to enforce. There's no way that any reporter would ever have been rude to Obama like he was trying to be rude. And he was in his face and screaming at him. And Trump just was in control.
You mean rude. You mean like talking over your host?
Yeah.
Like that?
Am I talking over the host?
Well, what it really said was...
He shoots, he scores!
What it really says is... Oh, rude. You mean like talking over your guest?
Oh, okay.
And then he put down, or host.
Yeah. There you go. Okay.
No. We do that.
We do that.
But it's done with love.
They're very passionate
because we both have a lot to say about it and want to add to what the other person is saying.
Well, you know, but the thing about it is, what he did was, and then he said, this is how I'm going to divest myself of my business. And it was just like, boom, there it was.
And laid it right out, answered all the questions that everybody's got. Like I said, I don't generally watch those things from beginning to end, and I was busy during the actual conference yesterday. But because I heard so much and differing things, and I'm to the point where if I don't hear it come out of somebody's mouth, I'm just not believing it, because you can't. The press on a daily basis is coming up with something that isn't accurate. As an example, they said that they were briefed on this information, when in fact neither Obama or Trump were briefed on this information.
What information?
It was this nonsense.
Oh, this nonsense.
That's out there in that paper. They weren't briefed on it. They were handed it. But where did it come from?
British journalist.
Theoretically.
A British operative, supposedly. Now, here's the thing.
None of it's
Is
been
the
proven.
Head of the Central Intelligence Agency, or this guy Clapper, called Trump up and apologized, saying, hey, this was not leaked by our people. This was coming from somebody totally else. He apologized and said, "We didn't do that." Because the other part that people are concerned about is that Trump has said a lot of things about the intelligence organizations in this country. You know, some maybe rightfully, others that he's just shot out there and he's besmirched a lot of people. However,
a lot of
once he puts. Well, maybe some of them do, but a lot of them don't. They put their lives on the line every day, and they do the best job they possibly can with what they have. But once he gets his own people in there, you know, all these guys that he's appointed in there, I think there's going to be – you're going to see a difference, because then they come up with something he doesn't like. That's going to be in-house. That's not going to be in a press conference.
There's some people in there that need to be weeded out, and he's in the process of doing that.
He
stated yesterday in the conference that he couldn't figure out how it is that every time he is briefed, and it's supposed to be secret, it's supposed that it gets out there. So he said he had a meeting with the intelligence agency, and he said, I thought, do I have a leak from within my organization? He said, I didn't tell anyone. I told no one, not even, and he mentioned some gal that's been with him, his right hand, for 40 years. He said, I didn't even tell her. And nobody knew. And as soon as it was over, boom, it was out there. Didn't come from my organization because nobody in my organization knew I was meeting with the intelligence people. So you take that forever, what do you want? He's going to clean some house. Yep. He's weeding out. He's going to find out where things are leaking and why. I'm just saying that I'm so enjoying the squirming and all of it that went on with that whole mess. He said, not only that, I'm kind of a germophobia. All of that stuff they're talking about wouldn't happen. And they kind of laughed.
I know one
over
thing
that
happened, though, is after you had that, this cathartic, this catharsis of watching him take everybody on, that you probably slept really well that night.
I slept really well.
In your sleep number bed.
Absolutely. Magnificent segue, sir.
Did you like that?
as soon as you hit that sleep number, my sleep number is 55.
My sleep number setting is...
Sleep number setting is 55. Got to get that right.
You got to say it just right. Or a girl named Angela writes to me and says, you did not say sleep number setting.
Okay.
And then, Angela,
I'm sorry. My sleep number setting is 55.
My sleep number setting is 60. Now, look, sleep number is the bed to go to. It is the one rated number one by Consumer Reports, by Jay. There's a large agency, another large agency is out there, is rated at number one. And Bob was just talking about it. It was at the computer electronics show. And
the CES,
and because it's not just computers anymore, but they've got a bed in there that automatically adjusts while you're sleeping. Now, we are going to be calling.
Feet.
Yeah, and it warms your feet too.
Oh,
now,
I'm calling sleep number. That's got to be.
You know, every woman I've mentioned.
We saw this.
This time of year, that's a big deal.
Well, I tell you right now, you can go over down to the Target Shopping Center, go in and see Brian Janice or any of the professionals down there, and you can get a sleep number queen mattress. Starts at only $699.99. Now you think about that, under $700. That's a great deal. And also, during the lowest prices of the season, you can save $600 on the sleep number i8 bed. You're not going to get better deals than this. Plus, all the things that go with it, their comfort fit pillows, everything is going to be great at Sleep Number. So head on down there. Tell them that Carl, Trish, and Linda sent you, and then let them try to figure out what that means. We'll be right back after these messages.
On Saturday, January 21st at 10 a.m., Orchard Nutrition Center, in conjunction with Reading Holistic Health Specialists, presents the first in a series of free seminars at the Orchard Nutrition Center event room, as well as via live webcast on Facebook and live stream. This month's topic is stress and digestive health. Local area health and nutrition experts Dr. June Stevens, certified nutritional consultant Dominic Danino, and holistic health specialist Sherry Davis will show you the true impact chronic stress plays on your overall digestive health, as well as natural therapies you can implement in your daily lives through nutrition and lifestyle as a way to improve the overall quality of health of you and your family. You can watch online from your computer, tablet, or smartphone and post questions to the speakers in the interactive chat room. Limited reserve facility seating is available. For more information, visit Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook or their website at orchardnutrition.com.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Morality or immorality? Our godless society believes there is no such thing as absolute morality. They believe that no limitations on their behavior or sexual behavior is appropriate and acceptable. What they don't understand is that this behavior will eventually affect their ability to reason, while it slowly decays, pollutes, and corrupts their mind. Romans chapter 1. Only a relationship with Jesus Christ and a commitment to live by God's word will protect you from this moral decay. What are you doing to protect yourself and those you love? If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon. And remember, it's worth the ride.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. 22 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here on the 12th of January, 2017. 43 degrees, going up to 53 today, with a low of 36 tonight. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Veteran-owned business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans. 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by Dandelion Boutique, located at 1322 Pine Street. Guys, girls, you want to find something that's just absolutely beautiful. One as a present, or one just a present for yourself. You head on down to Dandelion Dandelion Boutique. Talk to Linda or any of the ladies down there. They're all really good. And you can find Brighton bags, Brighton jewelry, anything that you possibly can imagine is down there at Dandelion Boutique. A great place to shop. They have a super selection of everything. Trish.
Let's talk about the Shasta County Courthouse.
Oh, okay. I mentioned this yesterday. The new budget. Oh, Bob just goes, oh, he just puts his head down because he knows what's coming. I mentioned this yesterday in the budget that Jerry Brown has and the money he squandered out there is no funding for any courthouse projects.
But let's look back. Let's just look back at history. When we were told there was money for new courthouses, every agency was given an opportunity to make a presentation to the court selection committee and all of the above. They all came into the meeting, and the city of Anderson made a presentation, which included a schematic drawing, free land, a location, kind of a shovel-ready project that could be funded, like, immediately. The court selection, the judicial council, everybody made their selection and said, whoa, what a great location, right on the freeway, ready
to
go.
Next to the river.
Next to the river, beautiful location.
We can look at the river and fish.
Plenty of property to expand for everything we need there. Let's move. Had they gone with their first decision, the decision, the choice that they made, we'd be up and running, would have had a courthouse 3 years ago. Guess what? City of Reading cried foul. Oh, my God, we didn't know Anderson was going to make a presentation. Do over, do over, do over. We need a chance to make a presentation, which they had the opportunity, just like Anderson. Guess what? They got all their mighty wheels rolling. They got everybody to turn around, and Reading won again, and where are we? No courthouse and no site in future where we're going to have a courthouse, because who knows when that funding's going to come around. Just saying, we could be up and running and it would have been funded and built.
Why doesn't Anderson build a housing facility for prisoners? Because Reading's not going to do it. Shasta County's not going to do it.
Why do we want to take the riffraff down there?
A temporary facility that you could put up.
What beneficial
for 100 people?
What beneficial value economically
them.
Could that be to the city of Anderson?
Well, you can charge the county of Shasta and the state for, you know,
charging bed space.
Charging for bed space. And you could raise it up and make it a temporary facility until all the rest of the stuff happens, so that in a spot 5 years from now,
it just all disappears.
You know, I think the city of Anderson is because they can more get
they can get free
of,
stuff on this.
I know, but they're in a position where they're tired of being the stepchild in Shasta County, and they want to be a little more, you know, have good stuff built there. That courthouse deal is something that just sticks in my craw, and every time I see how it's not going to be funded, we all look at that and kind of go,
got
something stuck in your craw. I saw that yesterday and made myself a little note that that's something I got to talk about, because that was really foul. I mean, it was. The city of Anderson went out of their way to hire and give a presentation that blew everybody away. City of Reading had just come in there with their usual arrogance that, well, it's Reading, so we don't have to do anything. And we are Reading, after all. And so, obviously, it just needs to be built there. So, okay, so got that off my chest.
Well, wait a minute. Now.
Yeah.
Let's go a little bit further. Let's go a little bit further here. I know businesses that tried to stay in Reading and are down in Anderson right now, like Shasta Gas Propane.
There you go.
Comes down and he builds this, you know, big facility down there.
Yes.
You know, because he couldn't get it done in Reading.
And as soon as the city of Anderson annexed that area, boom, everything he needed was done. He's a great supporter of the city of Anderson, as are a lot of businesses down there who have moved into the.
Is it true, the city of Anderson's police department, which, by the way, seems to be doing a great job, is it true they're pushing people, the ones that are kind of hanging around on there, that they're putting them in the back of the police cars and driving them into Reading?
I don't think they're doing that.
What are they doing though? But are they getting vans or something? How are they doing it? Are they just driving them to these?
I think they're just they're making it so uncomfortable for them that they move north, which is the next logical place, or south. We get the same complaints from Red Bluff.
Yeah, but Reading's closer.
But we're just saying that they're making it uncomfortable enough and disposing of the places for them.
How do they do
to
that?
Be.
How do they do that?
Well, one of the things is the cooperation that they've got with the private property owners, where they're cleaning up their property and they're allowing the police to come on and get them for vagrancy and trespassing, and the private property owners have to sign off on that. Mm-hmm. A lot of the businesses in Reading, they don't want to go along with that, is my understanding, because then they get targeted if the other people find out they're cooperating with the police and then the homeless target. I don't know what the mindset is. I just know that the city of Anderson is doing a real good job with that half-cent sales tax they were able to pass. Ooh, I'm just getting in lots of digs, aren't I?
Well, I think there's a difference when you've got a smaller town.
Yeah, absolutely. You know? Oh, and there's no question.
And
that
you also are not the county seat.
That's
where,
exactly right.
Where you get all the dregs coming through here anyway. And
there you go.
But the other thing, though, is
but
that
the city council is making a whole lot better decisions.
I was getting ready to say is that at least the city council is being proactive. You've got a proactive city manager here.
There you go.
That our city council needs to get proactive and you know, basing everything on passing that. They just believed. They just believed it was going to pass.
Yeah.
They didn't. You know what? Every one of them, well, not all of them, you know, some of them are Democrats. But everybody on that city council acted like a Hillary in there. Well, not Gary Catt. But everybody else did, thinking that this thing was just going to pass. Oh, hey, coronation. You know, let's get out to Champaign. What are we going to do with that money? Boom, 67%.
Yeah.
Boom. It was like, they still, some of them still can't face that and say, oh, no, this wasn't about me. It was about you.
Yeah.
You know, I want you to take this personally because this is what they voted. They voted against what you wanted. It was a personal thing because they don't trust you.
That's what they all said. They don't understand. They didn't get it.
And they're not going to get it until they show that they can be trusted and that they want to listen to the people. And
so how do you think laying off several fire department positions in the upcoming weeks is going to play with the public?
Start in June? I thought it started in June.
Well, pretty quick.
It's not just them. It's police, too.
Yeah. You think that's going to get the attention? And they just gave out a bunch of raises.
I know.
And then they're going to turn around. Do you think the people are going to have a little more trust in them?
I think what you're going to see is
and the pitchforks and torches are being prepared even as we speak.
How do you say recall? How do you spell recall?
Okay,
and
got
you know
one
what?
More
and
local
here's,
thing.
And here's the thing, is if they did that, the people running against them would just say, look, I realize you have a trust problem, but this money is going to go for fire and police. We are going to clean this town up. We are going to get these raises under control. and we're going to put a priority that we keep our citizens safe. Yeah. And then from that, we're going to start, you know, it'll be like concentric circles. We're going to hang it on public safety and moving people off these streets. If it just means that we bring in, you know, Oakland Raiders because it's an off season for them, and we just move these people off the streets, we're going to do that. We're going to, and here's the other thing: we're going to be compassionate about it. We're going to find a place that we can let these people go to. You know, and I don't care if it's an old, if it could be, an old building, which you just, but you put in things in there with. With guards to make sure they're not killing each other.
But you see, rules in the state of California, that's where we get into trouble. Once you start putting up a place, that's where we ran into that with the armory. If you're going to put a place where you're going to have any kind of control over their thing, then you have to have certain elements involved.
I was supposed to have the last word so I could then go into a break.
Okay, so let's have it.
The back home brew. Tobacco and Brew has been with us since the very first show, August 4th, 2007. Did you know that? On another station.
Yeah, I remember
Joe and
that.
Shelley.
Yes, on the other station.
Joe and Shelley. And I, you know, I had lunch with Joe the other day, a veteran, very proud of his service, and as he should be. As he should be, and a great guy. The Tobacco and Brew has done so much to support our community. You know, I can talk about Espresso Joe, and I can talk about their, you know, tobacco emporium that they are and how they've been such a success for over 30 years. But here's the thing is, they support our community in a lot of ways, not just taxes, which is huge, if you can imagine that. But the things they do to support veterans events, they've always got things going on for veterans events. They always support, the needy here in our town. Tobacco and Brew. I can't say enough about them. You just go down and buy your, if you don't smoke, that's fine. Just go in there. Get your coffee beans. Get all these kind of things they have down there. They've got a lot of stuff down there. 2143 Hilltop Drive right here in Reading. Open 7 days a week starting at 7:30 in the morning. Hey, we'll be right back after these messages. 7:31 in the morning. We'll be right back with Greg Catteray.
Is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, this is Jana, General Manager of the historic Cascade Theater, inviting you to celebrate with us the perfect Valentine's event for you and your sweetheart. We are proud to present the silver screen classic Gone with the Wind, Sunday, February 12th. It's more than just a movie. It's a party. Come join us for live music, dancing, themed drinks, and a few surprises. Then enjoy the ultimate date night classic featuring three of Hollywood's greatest stars, winner of 8 Academy Awards, including Best Picture. Don't miss this rare opportunity to see Gone with the Wind on the big screen at the Cascade Theater. It's the perfect date night for your Valentine's weekend. Tickets are just $15 and can be purchased by calling the box office at 243-8877 or online at cascadetheater.org. Don't miss it. Gone with the Wind, Sunday, February 12th at the Cascade Theater. Party starts at 2 p.m., film starts at 3 p.m. Hope to see you there.
Did you know all PG&E residential customers will be switched to time-of-use billing by 2019? That means you could pay three times more for your power during the day. Solar power from Advanced Power Reading is the solution. And with our new lithium battery pack, you can take advantage of the new rates by using your stored energy during the peak hours and recharge at night when rates are low. Visit our showroom at 843 North Market Street and see the new battery technology at work. And our new battery can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Reading is offering zero down with up to 25-year financing. Give us a call today at 226-0701 and let us show you the way to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. And call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701, or stop by our office at 843 North Market Street, Reading. 226-0701, 843 North Market Street, Reading.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday. This portion of my harem is here. 25 minutes before the 8 o'clock, 43 degrees out there, going up to 53. I don't think we're going to get any rain today, but it came down last night again.
Slight chance.
Supposed to be clearing up, which is good because I'm going across the street to try and save the chicken coop. That we'll get into that later. And
you're good with fences. I got lots of problems.
Oh no, man! I tell you what, I can fix it. Okay. Anyway, this is just going to take brute strength. I'm really good at that. You know, if you have to get technical. You know, like try to hit a fastball coming in, you know, at 95 miles an hour. I'm not really good at that. I can get hit by one and walk away, but trying to hit it is.
You sure you can walk away?
Well, depending where I get hit, okay? You know, yeah, you're right. I can crawl away maybe. Anyway, the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. Look, there are so many new gun laws that nobody understands. If you're confused, head on down to Bastiani Arms. Talk to John Bastiani. He has studied these laws. He knows exactly what's right, what you can buy, what's legal, what's illegal, what's becoming things you have to sign for, and all of these. This is at Bastiani Arms at 2539 Larkspur, plus the fact he's got a great selection of both pistols, revolvers, and long guns, and every accessory you could possibly want to shoot, including, of course, ammo. And you might want to start stocking up on ammo now before it costs you a dollar a box here, as it will soon.
A dollar a box or a dollar a bullet?
No, it's a dollar a box more because of the new tax. And so you might want to start storing right now or look into that reloading. They haven't gotten into the reloading side yet. Oops, did I say that? 2539 Larkspur right here in Reading. Hey, we're here with Greg Cataray, and who is the coach over at Simpson University baseball team, and also the manager of the Colt 45s during the summer, and a former professional baseball player. He's been in here several times. So how are you doing, and good morning?
Well, I'm doing all right. It's going to stop raining finally because we're trying to get ready for a season in about 16 days. And
have to get the field ready.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, we started practice Monday inside, and so that's been an issue for us. We've been going down to Red Bluff to Dan Tatey, my assistant coach's batting cage, and we've been trying to find a warehouse up here in the Reading area that we can set something up here because we need web feet to do anything right now.
Well, just not only that, but the condition of the fields. They've got to be. Are they going to be okay? I guess, but they're built to drain and all that, aren't
they? Yeah, but the ground's so saturated now that I'm not sure 4 days of dry weather is going to still have water seeping out of the ground. I mean, you look at your yard; it doesn't rain for a couple of days, and your driveway's still got puddles. And
is it the red flag dirt up there?
We're just saturated everywhere. It's just not going anywhere.
Well, in my house too, is that our house. You walk down like five steps into our yard. Well, you know how our house looks from the street. So we, you know what, even with all the sprinklers turned off during the summer, we still get water there because water just drains downhill into our yard. So you can imagine what it looks like now. Elk Killer had to take a boat out, you know, to go to the bathroom. So
you need to build him a little footbridge.
Yeah, a little footbridge out there. Greg, you've done so much with baseball around here. You and Rick Bassetti, and I mean, you've literally built. Baseball here, I like to think. I know Simpson had a team, you know, before, but then Rick was involved with that.
But with everything y'all have done, it's just been magnificent.
Well, we keep trying to add bricks. I don't know if we built it, but we helped out and do what we can. And it's a process. You know, it's something we're still working at and getting better and better at. And we've got, our infield in out at Simpsons. I have a practice field out there. We actually, it looks like a baseball field right now. We just got to get a fence up and a backstop. And we're able to do some things out there. And actually, that infield drains better than Tiger Field. It's huge for us if we can get most of our practices on campus. Because, like I said, we've been going Red Bluff the last couple of days. And I got to get out of there quickly with the guys. And we've been taking the bus down to get them back before the cafeteria closes. When you're on campus, it's a 5-minute walk, to the cafeteria.
Yeah. What's it look like for the team this year?
We should be a lot better. Of course, what our record was last year, we better be a lot better. But we were better last year.
It was a tough year.
Our record didn't indicate it.
We
were better than the year before. We won the 14 games, but we had real tough competition, and it takes. There's something to be said for having to learn how to win. You know, if people haven't experienced the feeling, it comes to the end, they put too much pressure on themselves and they make that key mistake. And we were a lot of times, one arm short from closing out ball games. So a lot deeper this year. We had last year if a guy went down, it could, lose your shortstop. We didn't have a replacement. This year we have, backups, and sometimes we have backups for our backups, which is something we haven't had that for, probably the last 5 years.
How many guys are on the roster?
36. 36 guys, but you always have a couple injuries. Couple of ineligibles. No matter what you do, it seems like someone gets away from home the first time and can't take care of their grades. And in this situation, we play 4 games in a weekend, so you need to carry 12 pitchers because you're going through them.
Well, and it's one thing when you look at baseball in the bigs, you see how many pitchers they have now.
Yeah,
where they bring in a guy for one person.
Yep.
To pitch to one batter. And then they pull.
Very specialized.
I mean, how many pitchers are on a pro team?
Usually between 12 and 14. Usually 12 or 13 is what they carry. Depending on your specialists, if you have guys that can lefties and get out righties, which is fewer and fewer nowadays, and so you get guys that are only throwing 30 innings and 70 games, like Javi Lopez did for the Giants here for the last few years. So it's got the game can turn on one pitch late in the game. They like doing that. I'd like to. It was a lot more fun for me to be able to stand there and pitch some more hitters. I wouldn't enjoy it as much nowadays being left-handed that gets stuck facing one hitter. You're like, strike a guy out and they take you out. You're like, but I was doing good, coach.
I know. Am I getting paid for today? Okay, now you've got something big coming up here.
Well, we're in the middle of all our fundraising. We got a season coming up on the 27th, and the big thing, we've been doing our fundraising this year. We did a lot of stuff through our team funding online. That we did. Still locally, it's easier for us and doesn't cost us anything to pick up checks ourselves. But a lot of times our players are from all over the place, all over the Western United States, and it's easier for us to aunts and uncles, grandparents, to be able to pay online and attach, get hold of them through emails and stuff like that. So we've been using our team fund source has been really good for us.
Okay, now how do you get into that?
Well, it's been email. Each one of my players had to give us 20 emails. And then that was what it's an app that we use that sends out those emails, sends out reminders, and tells you how to do it. So we shared it on our Facebook, so you can see it there.
And so they just mail you a check?
Most of the time they just pay online. They just go
and do a
debit, credit card.
It goes online. You can do it that way.
Yeah, so you can do it that way. You can call, so it makes it a lot easier for people. You can do it, 9 o'clock at night. Doesn't matter, if you finally remember to do it. So that's been big because it's all levels of sports nowadays at every school from, elementary school to college. We're having the fun so much of it, outside of the school budgets, You're happy if you get your bus rides and your hotels and stuff paid for, but you're going to have to fund spikes and jackets and balls and catcher's equipment out of your own fundraising. And here, field maintenance, the Colt 45 do a great job on field maintenance on Tiger Field, but we also help with that too. And so we have that added function that a lot of universities gets taken through the facilities department. Here, our baseball team takes care of it. Now we have a second field that we're trying to, maintain that too. Do a lot of little things, clay on the mounds every day. You're repacking clay on the mounds and rakes and shovels, and we do all our own work.
Did you know that?
No. Baseball is not something I can really jump right into. I'm just not.
Well, I've come to enjoy baseball a lot more since moving to Reading because Greg and and Rick and seeing the, you know, seeing the Colt 45s. And I want to catch some of the Simpson games this year. I mean, there's something about – it's kind of like watching college football and high school football mm-hmm. as watching pro football. I mean, yeah, the pro football, you've got, you know, the Aaron Rodgers that can throw the Hail errands now, you know, down there. And but it's something to watch these kids battle it out. And then sometimes, you know, they get a lead, and then they – just like you said, you're an arm short or somebody makes a mistake and lets the other team gets up. I mean, it's – I left one game at the 45s when they were leading by 7 runs. It was one of the first games, one of the first couple mm-hmm. of games, and they lost mm-hmm. by a run or two.
Well, there's a little more human failings still at
there
that
is.
Point. You know? I mean, pro ball, you expect them to do it. I got a buddy who watched football, and he's ranting and raving at him. I'm like, these are college kids. They're still learning how to do it. You know?
Yeah, I mean, I understand these kids have been playing since they were 8 years old, but still, they're 18 years old, and he's the quarterback for a national-level team, you know, like Alabama. I think he's a freshman. 18 or 19 years old, and you think about something like that.
Yeah.
And I look at kids from a combat role mm-hmm. and, you know, seeing the things that they do when they're 18 and 19 and 20, but it's not the same in the sense of how they're trained and what they're doing and all these things. But we got to take a break. We're going to take a break. We're here with Greg Catteray, who is the coach of the Simpson baseball team. And also the manager of the Colt 45s. I'd like to kind of talk a little bit about the 45s, too, when we come back. But we're here because there's a fundraising effort going on right now to support Simpson. And it's easy to do. And I imagine almost any amount is welcome. And you can pay online. You can go online right now if you wanted to. And how do they do that? I mean, is there a special thing they do?
Well, like I say, it's a team source funding is that there's – it's better locally. You call me, I'll come pick up a check.
Okay.
You know, the team source funding is more for our players that got sent to you type of thing. That's what okay. I hit you up. You know, I sent
right.
you, sent
no,
you
no.
thing. And,
you're going to get it, too, if I haven't already. So. I have to check with my – I'm going to have to check with Diane. So, Diane, we need to give some money here.
I think I need one more zero, last I looked.
One more zero.
Okay.
Good luck on that one. Anyway, okay, hey, we're going to be right back after these messages.
Are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. We're doing a lot of heater upgrades, so if you think you want to try a new on-demand kerosene water heater or a Toyo heater, give us a call before winter. We can give you a free estimate. Robin down in Corning is very busy with all the truckers, farmers, with the ag season in full swing. Joe in Weaverville got his new awning up and all the lights are working for all the early birds. The Redding plant is selling a lot of ethanol-free 93 and a whole lot of barbecue bottles. And if you need a forklift tank, we got some of those in now. We have a lot of bulk oil in your container or ours, and we're open on Saturday till 3:30 at the Redding plant. Northern Lights Energy, everything from race car fuel, motor oil, Red and Clear diesel, and gasoline. In South Redding, we have the Muse Card Lock. Corning, Weaverville, and Redding, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Must be Budget Blinds, because only Budget Blinds brings a showroom of great window fashions to your door.
Hi, Julie.
Hi, Janet. Love the new designs.
Colors and patterns you can't find anywhere else. Brought right to your door. Exclusive product lines for every budget, including Roman shades, rugs, pillows, and so much more. To transform any room from ordinary to extraordinary. Plus, we do all the measuring and installation for you. No more running from store to store or taking your chances online.
Budget Blinds is a home convenience concept. Whenever you call Budget Blinds, you're always going to get a live person on the phone. We'll come out. We'll bring all sorts of different samples. We'll listen to your need. Being a franchise owner of Budget Blinds, a big part would be our warranties. Our warranties are unbeatable. With no questions asked, no matter what happens to your window coverings, you're covered in.
So when you hear, think Budget Blinds.
If you're in need of custom window coverings, give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web at budgetblinds.com.
National news with a local view, KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday, January the 12th. It's 10 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. 43 degrees out there, going up to 53 today. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, the very best place to have your air conditioning or heating systems worked on in the whole area. Alliance Heating and Air, voted best in the North State last year, could be voted the best in the North State every year. Alliance Heating and Air, a veteran-owned business with 25 years of experience. If you have a problem, they're there to help you. If it's 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. You're not going to get any better than that. There's a Second Amendment forum in Anderson on Saturday. Sheriffs from Tehama and Shasta County will be there, along with Sam Paredes of Gun Owners of California, the NRA reps, and Mark Baird to talk about the new gun laws and what's going on with that. So that will be at the Senior Center.
It's at the Frontier Senior Center, right behind New Tech High School.
That's right. And what time does it start?
Starts at 3 o'clock.
Starts at 3 p.m. All right. Okay, we're here with Greg Catteray, and who's the coach of the Simpson baseball team and the manager of the Colt 45s. And we'll hit the fundraising again. Colt 45s this year. I know it hasn't started. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, is it always kind of a toss-up of who you're going to get?
Yes, very much so. I mean, and you get guys from all over the country, have relationships with different coaches all around the country. So usually they're recommending guys. And as we, over the years, if we've gotten better and better reputation of knowing what they're going to get as far as quality of competition, how good our host families are taking care of the mm-hmm. kids, great cities, you get better and better players. You're getting their better players here. But it also comes down to the wire of, you know, you have a couple of pitchers you think you're going to get, and all of a sudden, you know, that one has a great year, and he ends up going in the draft. So he's here for a week or not at all. Or our junior college guys, they sign with their four-year school, and that new school shuts them down, doesn't want them to pitch that summer. So, like last year, we usually shoot to have six outfielders on our roster, mm-hmm. and usually four of them show up. You know, two of them, one gets injured, one decides not to play, whatever. Last year, all six show. So now you're scrambling to try to get six outfielders in line. Then other years, you know, you think you're fine on the infield and both shortstops don't decide not to come or something happens. And now you're scrambling last minute to find somebody. So it's always a little bit of a coin flip that way. But Rick's doing a great job of talking to all these schools and asking them, you know, we're getting our reputations out there where we're getting better and better players instead of that freshman that doesn't have any playing time, you know, coming in. Mm-hmm. We're getting more of the sophomores and juniors and people that started for the team too. So summer collegiate baseball is for more of the younger guys that aren't getting the experience in college. They want them to come out and get their experience with us in the summertime because they might have had a junior or senior in front of them that's moving on, and they need them to be able to play that next fall, but didn't get them any playing time to speak of, you know, their freshman sophomore year. So it plays a very important role in the development of the players, but it can be dicey around here sometimes, waiting to see who's going to show up at the end.
Yeah, I know. It's always interesting, though. And it's always it's a lot of fun, the Colt 45s, because look at everything that Tiger Field's done. The new Bochy
Bochilla ball courts. Mm-hmm. You've got the pushing out of some deplorables, of the other kind of deplorables.
Yeah, we're the deplorables.
Yeah, okay.
Taking a big hand in maintaining Tiger Field.
Yeah, I mean, and it has. And then you've got during the games, there's people walking around. There's security.
We have security
walking around the cars. I mean, it's grown so much, and plus the amount of the seating.
Yep. Every year we keep adding seating. There'll be more seating added again now behind home plate. That's what they're working on this spring, is adding some more seats. And then, you know, we've built the dugouts. Maintenance of the field has been a huge thing we've been able to do. But taking it over ourselves, you know, we're pointed at just Tiger Field, where the city's got so many different areas to take care of. It's tough for them to focus on Tiger Field. So the plane service is getting more and more consistent. You know, there are more things for the fans, you know, adding in the tri-tip the last couple of years on Friday and Saturday nights, you know, laser tag in the park for the kids. So it's more and more become a community event, a good place to see good baseball and see good friends.
It is. It's a good place to see, because you end up half the time standing up talking to people you know, and then everybody kind of goes back to their seats for a while, and then you get back up again and you run into more people. The beer line. That's right. Every time you go back to the beer line, it takes you a half an hour. You know, not because there's a big line, it's because you run into people.
Mm-hmm. You know, we always assume on radio that everybody that's listening to us knows everything about what the Colt 45s are. You're talking about Simpson College. Obviously, that's a college team.
Mm-hmm.
What are the Colt 45s? What kind of a league are they in? Where do these players come from? What other kind of cities do we play against? Where do we get the teams that we compete with?
Well, it's considered what they call it summer collegiate baseball. So all the kids on a team have college eligibility or played college baseball that summer or going into college. So it's a lot like Simpson, except for you're getting a whole group of guys, one to three guys from different college teams. So you might have 15, 18 different college representatives. So you got to try to mold them. A lot of them are coming to the right area for the first time in their lives, so they're getting to see what it's like here and enjoying the outdoor recreation, the people, and we have host families that take care of their homes for us and help feed them too. And we do, I think, three youth clinics. No, they don't get paid.
It's all volunteer.
I understand that, but I think a lot of people don't. We have a lot of communities have farm teams from big companies. So is this not a farm
team? This is not a minor league team where the players are not getting paid. What they're doing, there's a lot of these college teams out there. They're charging these kids, you know, $1,000, $1,500, $2,000 to play in the summer. We don't do that. That's what's nice for these kids. We play mostly all home games. We only play half a dozen games on the road. We're not in a league per se, because the leagues have come and gone around here, and the expenses of playing a league are really high, and most of these teams are owned by for-profit people that are running, you know, the concessions, the beer sales, all that. We're a non-profit, community-owned team, so staying home is a big advantage for us, and people like coming here.
Who do we play?
So we have, this year we are mixing in Chico, I believe, and Marysville, but in general, the Humboldt Crabs have been our big
Humboldt
rival.
Crabs. If there's not a fight or an argument during the Humboldt Crabs game, you know, you just kind of, you walk away kind of feeling, you know,
and,
like
and
you
and as soon as our team go there as well?
We go to Humboldt. But most, and like Chico, I say, and in Marysville, but normally we don't. They come to us. And so there's a lot of these teams that don't have trouble getting home field and stuff are happy to come up here because we get bigger crowds up here. So these kids are getting exposed. Some of them are playing in front of, like Simpson, we play in front of a couple hundred people maybe. Now all of a sudden you're playing in front of 1,000, 1,500 people every night. And that's it's a fun thing for these kids and learning the experience of playing under pressure, because there is more pressure performing in front of more people like that.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, the other thing too is the if they travel, the more the 45s travel, the more expensive it is.
Sure.
I mean, a lot more expensive. So
$1,000 a night.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Basically that much. And so, you know, being able to play here and have the other teams come through here is really a great asset for us, because we have got a good feel, we got good crowds, and they're growing every year.
That's one thing.
What kind of a turnout do we get at the games?
We drew over 30,000 fans last year for our 46 home games.
So. Yeah. So you think about that. Also, you know, we, of course, broadcast every game. And one of the reasons for that is the kids that come in from all over, now their parents can hear it, can hear that game, because we stream that game all over the United States and into Puerto Rico, because I think you had a player from Puerto Rico.
Well, we had a couple Dominicans,
and then Dominicans
too, and Venezuelans, you know
yeah,
and stuff.
And so if they've got a computer, they can hear their kids playing.
And we get their parents in a lot of times, too. There's a lot more people getting exposed to Reading, and we're finding more kids want to play in Reading, because some of these places have started like Chico jumped in a big league. And they're playing on the road so much, these kids are like, summer's become work. And all of a sudden we're playing 6-7 days a week, where we generally don't play Monday, Tuesday. So these guys are able to enjoy their summer a little bit, go to the beach, you know, meet a girl, you know, see Redding, see the mountains, go hiking, you know, where.
And there's a lot for them to do around here.
Yeah, some of them, they're on the road all the time. They're like, I'm worn out at the end of summer. That wasn't a break. It wasn't a summer break.
Yeah, I'm supposed to have, you know, our intern met a couple of the boys last year, too. So
we tried to keep her away from them. We could.
I know, I was trying to. Come here, Maddie. Okay, one last. Okay, we are on a fundraiser for Simpson, and people can get to it by.
Call me, number one. Go online, Team Funder, and look at our Facebook pages and stuff, and it's there for the online. Otherwise, Simpson Baseball checks work great for Simpson University Baseball.
There you go. And your phone number?
308-1888.
And or just call Simpson and say you want to talk to the baseball guy.
My office phone forwards right to my cell phone. So
there you go. Okay, now, it's a good way to support Simpson. They're a great team, and it's a great school. All right, Greg, thanks a lot.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you guys having me.
You know what? It'll be more. You know, once the season gets going and like this, love to talk to you. Because, you know, with your expertise on a lot of the things that go on there. All right, when we come back, it's going to be Open Line Thursday. Stand by.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. More confirmation hearings get underway this morning for the president-elect's various cabinet nominees. As for the man who would be defense secretary, retired Marine General John Mattis says he embraces civilian control of the military.
Just 3.5 years out of the Marine Corps, Mattis says he understands the role of the Defense Department's civilian leader.
I recognize my potential civilian role differs in essence from my former role in uniform.
Mattis calls civilian leadership a fundamental tenet of the American military tradition.
The esprit de corps of our military, its can-do spirit, and its obedience to civilian leadership reduces the inclination and power of the military to oppose a policy if it is ultimately ordered to implement.
Mattis is poised to become the first career military officer in charge of the Pentagon since General George Marshall in the early 1950s.
As Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines, President-elect Trump has said for the first time that he does accept that Russia was behind the electioneer hacking of Democrat email servers. Kellyanne Conway, a top advisor for the president-elect, was asked whether he believes National Intelligence head James Clapper, who says that U.S. intelligence officials did not leak unsubstantiated allegations that Russia had collected compromising data on Trump.
You have to ask him what he believes, but what he believes is that we're at a very fraught time, that we have leaks on sensitive information for political purposes.
Conway appearing on NBC's Today Show. Congressional Republicans have begun work on repealing the 2010 Dodd-Frank law. Representative Jeb Hensarling of Texas says that the president-elect has pledged to throw out what he sees as stifling financial regulations.
He's committed to, quote-unquote, dismantling Dodd-Frank. And in the House Financial Services Committee, we have a bill to allow him to do that. So it is a priority of the administration.
Hensarling told the Salem Radio Network that Dodd-Frank puts taxpayers at risk of big banks that need bailouts. More from townhall.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-566-2424. That's 1-800-566-2424. 1-800-566-2424. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Forecasters say precipitation is going to continue through the day today, but the brunt of the back-to-back storm systems, fueled by what's called an atmospheric river phenomenon, have about finished pulverizing parts of California with heavy rain and snow in the higher elevations. San Benito County spokesman Louis Valdez says the county has opened a shelter for people who have been flooded out of their homes.
Public Works and Planning is doing inspections to make sure that all the residences can be returned to by the residents themselves. We're making sure they have potable water and electricity.
The storms have generated mudslides and a rare blizzard warning in parts of the Sierra Nevada as well. Amazon plans to hire 100,000 people across the country over the next 18 months. The online retailer says the jobs are full-time and come with benefits. Many of the new jobs will be at fulfillment centers currently being constructed in a number of states, including California, Florida, and Texas. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The first of 100 Airbus planes that Iran is expected to receive after its historic nuclear deal with world powers ended some sanctions has landed in the capital city of Tehran.
Iran Air's brand new A321 jet landed in Tehran on a flight from Airbus headquarters in Toulouse, France. Iran Air finalized a deal with the European plane maker in December for 100 planes worth more than $18 billion at list prices. Iran's flag carrier separately agreed to buy 80 planes from U.S. manufacturer Boeing.
That's correspondent Jeremy House reporting. The San Diego Chargers would appear ready to leave their home of 56 seasons. ESPN.com, citing NFL sources, is reporting that the Chargers plan to announce as early as today that they'll be moving to Los Angeles for the 2017 season. It's been slow going on Wall Street right now. The Dow is down by 173 points, the NASDAQ down about 64. More on these stories can be found at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
Carl, you were in that verbal role.
I was in that verbal role. Hey, look, it's 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 12th of January, 2017. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we're going to stream live. We're streaming live right now at KCNR1460.com. Hop into our chat room, as many people are, and get into the argument that's going on in there. And if there isn't enough of an argument, Bob will start one.
My work here
is
done.
It's 43 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 53, a low of 36, only a slight chance of showers, and then sunny. Mostly clear overnight, and on Friday we're looking for sunny, a high of 56 and a low of 37. On Saturday, again, we're looking for mostly sunny with a high near 60 and mostly clear Saturday night with a low around 37 and sunny on Sunday. Sunny on Monday. It sounds wonderful.
Yay.
We need a chance to dry out a little bit.
I'm fixing up the... Okay, I'll explain the kitchen or the chicken coop here.
Exactly. But, boy, we need a little dry out time, and the sun is most welcome. When it was shiny yesterday, just lift people's spirits. The weather is always is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. Locally and veteran-owned and operated, they give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
There you go. You ever been in the rain like straight for like 2-3 weeks at a time?
Hey.
You know, things start molding on your body.
Yeah.
Okay.
And your disposition just gets...
Seasonal affective disorder.
There you go.
Okay, now this is a story about the chickens. The people across the street are on a vacation. So they have chickens. And and Linda takes care of the chickens. But I've told these chicken stories before, right? Where the and what she does is she goes over and takes, and there's four chickens. She picks up the eggs. There's four eggs every day. And she takes care of the chickens. Chickens are very tame. But Linda goes over and, you know, fluffs up everything. And, you know, anyway. So it's been raining. And they're in this coop. And then inside the coop is is their little house that they're in. But on one side of it, it had, like, sheet metal on the top with all that snow and water. And it got heavy, and it just came down. Not all the way, just kind of bowed in. So now Linda's concerned about the chickens because they're wet. But I said, well, they don't have to stand out there. They can go inside and be, you know, dry.
They can tread water.
And because we go over there, and because I'll go with her, and they'll be standing outside in the rain. I said, well, you know, they don't have to stand outside, right? They can get out of the rain. But she's concerned about this word.
Wants you to fix it.
Well, and so today, if it's not raining, I'm going to go over there. I'm going to scoop out all the water that's in there, the 500 pounds of water probably.
With
and then
poo.
I'm going to get underneath. No, it's on top. So
okay.
Then I'm going to get underneath it. And I'm going to do my Samson thing where I just push it up. And then I'll put a brace across it.
And, yeah, well, that's...
Linda, get your smartphone and a...
Make sure
and,
you take photos.
We need photos, yeah.
We need photos of this.
Because when the leak erupts right in the middle of it and he gets absolutely drowned because when he pushes that up, it cracks. And then all that water comes rushing down.
That's why, you know what, I've already thought of it. That's why I'm going to scoop all, but I've got to get up on a ladder to scoop all the water out because it's that high up. So I've got to do that, and I'll do that.
This could go horribly wrong.
This could go, but you know,
I'll have your camera ready.
As soon as I added the term ladder, Bob's eyes got real big. There's going to be a ladder involved, and me and chickens and, you know, and chicken.
This could be the next viral video.
This could be bad. This really could be bad.
And the time frame on that, maybe we should all be there to take
pictures. Try and do that today. Now, the other thing that I just want to talk about before we get to Gary and Nick, who are already on the lines because it's open line, is the term harem. Okay, now you've heard the term harem.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, we have Netflix. And one time I came home and Linda's watching, it looks like a costume period, you know, epic of something. And I don't pay attention to it. And I'm going in and out. And then I go in and I stop. And I look at it. Everything's in Turkish. It's got the
Turkish subtitles.
Well, no, it's got English subtitles. English subtitles, but it's in Turkish. And I go, "What's this?" She goes, "Well, it's this series from Turkey, and I just started watching. You know, it's kind of costumes and all this because she's into period epics." I'm like, "Okay." So every day for like 3 days. She's watching these things. And I go, "It's in Turkish." I said, "Do you understand any of the?" I watched it. I said, "The only word we picked up was harem, you know, because all the girls were in the harem." And I said, "Do you really, you know?" But it was like, "I'm going to watch this thing." And then she realizes is that there must be 50. It was like a soap opera from Turkey.
About a harem.
Well, she didn't get through it all, but it was just funny. So there's my harem story there when I go, "All right, let's go to the phones. Who's first?"
We got Nick.
Nick, good morning. Open line.
It is a good morning and Happy New Year, Trish.
Happy New Year to you, Nick.
Hey, listen, I'm sitting here on Pamela Giller's website, and it says, "Never Trumper John McCain leaked fake news documentation on golden showers to the FBI.
I would believe that.
Can you believe he
said it. He said he did it. He said that he got this thing, and so he gave it to the FBI to ensure, you know, for them to say that it's false or true.
Honest to God.
I have never seen a bigger weasel than him, Lindsey Graham, and Glenn Beck. Anybody that pays any attention to them ought to be ashamed of themselves.
Well, McCain just won big time back in Arizona again.
You know, and that's such a shame because it's one of those things where we all appreciate John McCain and his service to his country and all of that. But, you know, he really is embarrassing himself with his continued antics.
Hey, listen, about this deal, this Jefferson meeting Saturday down Senior Citizens Hall at 3 o'clock Saturday, that would be a perfect time for Bob to come down and ask Mark Baird discuss the devils in the details.
I'm out of this argument. Nick, you win.
Oh, you don't have any devils in the details? I thought certainly you did. I can't understand.
I have nothing to say, Nick. Thank you.
Okay, you know, but the meeting that down there is more importantly based around most of the new gun laws and the opportunity to talk to just listen to the sheriffs to interpret them. I want to just say a bit because I want the people to know, you know, the Frontier Senior Center is a nonprofit organization, and generally speaking, when people want to hold events there, there's a charge. We rent the facility. That's how we help pay for it. When the opportunity came up and I talked with Dusty Steele about this meeting, I thought it was such a great opportunity for the community, both Tehama County and Shasta County, to get good information and have a setting that we actually are donating the facility to have this meeting. So I really encourage everybody to come down there and take advantage of this opportunity to talk with these people about all of those issues, specifically the new gun laws and those things.
I'd like to take this opportunity to say thank you very much for donating that facility.
Well, when my manager came to me after she talked with Dusty, I just felt like it was a great opportunity to get people together and to hear something, and certainly we have the space to do that, so we were happy to do it.
Okay, Nick, we got other people calling in, so thanks a lot, Nick.
You're welcome. Goodbye.
All right. Hey, you know what? We're going to take. Okay, I tell you what. Let's go to Gary. Gary, good morning. Hello, Gary?
Good morning.
Good morning,
good morning,
Gary.
Good morning, Gary.
All right. This is to Trish. Trish, would you please repeat the what happened regarding the courthouse and all that? You addressed the first hour, and I would like to echo Nick's thank you very much for the use of the facilities. And connected with that courthouse plan, if that land and such is available, maybe Anderson should really be in the running for the capital of Jefferson, because Redding certainly doesn't want it, but Anderson would be close enough to Redding, because Redding has such a plethora of motels, you know, for the state government while they're in the limited sessions. But anyway, I'll be off the air, and thank you very much, and I'll be anxious to hear what the city of Redding screwed up as usual. Thank you.
Okay, thanks a lot, Gary. You know what? Before we get into that, because this is going to take a while, and we start talking about things that the city of Redding has screwed up, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. That's right. Crackmaster Windshield Repair has been in the business well over 20 years. Jeff Wurst, a veteran, owned business, of course, has gone to a lot of schools, and he has got found, he has a technique that can repair your windshield, be it a chip, less than a dime to a size of a dime to a crack over 2 feet in length, can not only repair it, but he guarantees it for the life of your car. That's right. He's located at 3208 South Market Street. Give him a call at 241-8373. I've used him. He fixed a crack, a 12-inch crack on my windshield. What is it, 8-9 years ago now? And you can't even see it. To this day, you can't hardly see it. All right, we'll be right back. Trish Clark and myself, right after these messages.
Hi, this is Jana, General Manager of the Historic Cascade Theater, inviting you to celebrate with us the perfect Valentine's event for you and your sweetheart. We are proud to present the silver screen classic Gone with the Wind, Sunday, February 12th. It's more than just a movie. It's a party. Come join us for live music, dancing, themed drinks, and a few surprises. Then enjoy the ultimate date night classic featuring three of Hollywood's greatest stars, winner of 8 Academy Awards, including Best Picture. Don't miss this rare opportunity to see Gone with the Wind on the big screen at the Cascade Theater. It's the perfect date night for your Valentine's weekend. Tickets are just $15 and can be purchased by calling the box office at 243-8877 or online at cascadetheater.org. Don't miss it. Gone with the Wind, Sunday, February 12th at the Cascade Theater. Party starts at 2 p.m. Film starts at 3 p.m. Hope to see you there.
Did you know all PG&E residential customers will be switched to time-of-use billing by 2019? That means you could pay three times more for your power during the day. Solar power from Advanced Power Redding is the solution. And with our new lithium battery pack, you can take advantage of the new rates by using your stored energy during the peak hours and recharge at night when rates are low. Visit our showroom at 843 North Market Street and see the new battery technology at work. And our new battery can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Redding is offering zero down with up to 25-year financing. Give us a call today at 226-0701 and let us show you the way to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. And call the experts at Advanced Power Redding, 226-0701, or stop by our office at 843 North Market Street, Redding. 226-0701, 843 North Market Street, Redding.
On Saturday, January 21st at 10 a.m., Orchard Nutrition Center, in conjunction with Redding Holistic Health Specialists, presents the first in a series of free seminars at the Orchard Nutrition Center event room, as well as via live webcast on Facebook and live stream. This month's topic is stress and digestive health. Local area health and nutrition experts Dr. June Stevens, certified nutritional consultant Dominic Danino, and holistic health specialist Sherry Davis will show you the true impact chronic stress plays on your overall digestive health, as well as natural therapies you can implement in your daily lives through nutrition and lifestyle as a way to improve the overall quality of health of you and your family. You can watch online from your computer, tablet, or smartphone and post questions to the speakers in the interactive chat room. Limited reserve facility seating is available. For more information, visit Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook or their website at orchardnutrition.com.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Good morning, everybody.
It's a great morning. Free Fire Radio.
There it is.
Its best.
January 12th, 20 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here. 43 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading with a watch repairman, the only watch repairman in the whole area. Great selection of jewelry. They can also, under this new management, are just doing a great job. They can design and build jewelry for you. They can repair jewelry. They can repair the watches. They have it all. Like I said, the only full-service store in Reading, and it's locally owned, locally operated. This is why you need to go down to Four Winds Jewelry at 2225 Hilltop Drive right here in Reading, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Now, Trish, go back and tell everybody – the courthouse, again, was dumped out of the budget, so we won't be getting a courthouse here. So we've got these buildings that are empty, essentially, and that the homeless and transients have started using as their personal boudoirs.
Well, when this all started, and I was somewhat familiar with it in the process of the transfer of the courts from the county system to the state of California. And so when that all took place, then the courts made the decision that they put in for money, and they need, I forget how many new judgeships and new, and the facilities are inadequate. So there was some money floated in bonds, and the Shasta County was right up there in the top to be funded. There was a request for proposals by the judicial system and the judicial council, and all the entities submitted. The county submitted an application, the city of Reading, and the city of Anderson. But the city of Anderson went out of their way for this proposal, and they had drawings, they had a whole complete proposal presented to the judicial council and that meeting. And a follow-up, and they had land that was donated and ready to go, and it was right next to a freeway. And, I mean, they had a lot of it, and we could run with this. Well, a decision was made, and they accepted Anderson's offer, and that was the choice. It was the choice of the judges here. It was everybody's first choice. City of Reading went absolutely ballistic. They do-over. We want a do-over. We want another chance to present. I mean, they had the same opportunity the first time around. But they and everybody, because they are Reading, they are the big city, and it is the seat of the county. They did another round, and because of the politics involved in these things, the decision was made to go with the city of Reading. And then we got to get into the county, and then we get into the historical building, and we can't tear this down, and then you got to move all these people, and yada yada. Well, down we rode. Now the money's gone. And the important part of that whole story is that if they'd have gone with the proposal with the city of Anderson, it would have been built by now. It would be up and running. And all the issues about transporting prisoners and all those things were really bogus arguments. But come on. It's 10 miles. It takes 10 minutes to get from the courthouse here, the jail here.
Well, not really. I mean, I understand, and you could say it's a bogus argument, and mostly it is.
It is.
But from the time you have to get them out of the cells, put them into the
thing,
they
do it all over the state,
they go
Carl.
All the thing. It's going. I know that. I'm saying that's it is a bogus argument, but it's more than 10 minutes. But the idea of putting it down here, I saw the area when I was getting a tour of Anderson many years ago, and they showed us this is where we wanted to put that. And I thought. Again, though,
from the court standpoint, it was the best.
Enough. Again, you can't
location
move.
Because of
Reading doesn't move fast enough.
It was adjacent to the freeway, easy on, easy off, much better access to the airport for incoming and outgoing, all kinds of things that the state judicial council said was better than downtown Reading. Anyway, that was the story. So
okay.
That was just a by way of we're not ever going to do anything about that, but that was just a nanny.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, I've got some things in the chat room we need to address, and we'll get to Terry. Let me see here. The first one is, well, Bob, while I'm getting this, tell everybody about this new malware.
All right. This popped up on my email the other day. Somebody I know, and the subject line was, I'm confused. And then the text very cleverly said, message failed to load. Click here to reload. And a red flag went up because this is somebody who would not normally contact me. Except for some business. I said, hold on. And I did a little research, and lo and behold, it is a phishing malware link. If you see a message like this, contact your friend before you click on that, however you normally contact. Don't just automatically click the link because you will get...
I've gotten two of those.
Now, something I've gotten is it's a phone number at such and such, mm-hmm. and they said they've sent me a photo. I've never opened them. I just dump those.
Yeah.
I mean, can people do that?
Yes. Malware can be attached to images, and they can be attached to PDFs, and especially zip files. If you can see what kind of file is attached to an email, if it's a zip file, danger, danger, Will Robinson.
Okay.
The DNC fell for this sort of thing. So don't be in the same league as the DNC.
Well, the DNC was because when they said the guy mistyped, and he said it was instead of what he left off two letters when Podesta asked him, is this legitimate? And he came back and said it's legitimate. But the two other letters, illegitimate, IL,
yeah.
were not on it. He mistyped it, so Podesta opened it up.
Yeah, and when he did, computer.
Anyway, okay. Let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning.
Good morning, you guys. How y'all doing?
Good morning, Terry.
Good morning, Trish. How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
We're peachy.
I wanted to quickly let people know what the real agenda is for the meeting. And having written it, I can give you exactly what it is. First of all, there are 9 different people who will be on a panel. We're only going to have 2 speakers. The main speaker will be Sam Paradis, followed by Mark Baird. Now, Mark Baird's going to be speaking on the state of Jefferson, Trish.
Yes.
And he's going to speak on it because the DA of Tehama County and the sheriff of Tehama County both agree we don't have any other option than that. Mark's going to do a bit of educating, but he also is an expert on the court cases. What will happen after about 40 minutes is we will have nothing but Q&A. Our sheriff will not be speaking. He's on the panel to answer questions. He and I had a very good conversation a couple of days ago about this agenda. What we want to avoid is things are bad, they're really bad, they're horrible, they're bad, and they're going to get worse. What we want to do is find out what the solutions to these problems we have with the Second Amendment in California are going to be. That's why Sam's bringing the NRA lobbyist with him. The other thing is that people will be able to ask their questions. They won't be pre-written. What we're going to do, we have a method that we've done before with as many as 1,100 people. We'll have microphones on each side of the room manned by someone. We won't be taking statements, but we're going to make sure we get as many questions asked as possible. And one last thing, too, when the sheriff and I talked the other day, we both are a little bit disturbed about the situation of the fact that we give a lot of money to the NRA and the California gun owners, et cetera, et cetera. We pay them a lot of money to go to court to fight against unconstitutional laws. And then we pay our taxes to the court so that they can try to fight us on these unconstitutional laws. So we're paying both sides. And that's something that we're hoping that Sam will address. So anyway, that is the agenda. Get there early. We've had as many as 200 people say they're coming already. I would suggest people get there about 2:30, and it's going to be great. And, folks, this is your meeting. This is your meeting to ask questions. This is your meeting to say, where do we go from here? And let's talk about solutions, not how we have to be in a position to have the state of California take away our gun rights. So, anyway, that's the deal. That's the agenda. Hope to see you all there at 3 o'clock at the Senior Center in Anderson.
Yeah, it's a Frontier Senior Center. It is not the Anderson Senior Center.
It's the Frontier
Senior Center. It's the Frontier Senior Center in Anderson. I always want to make that perfectly clear.
Okay, Terry, thanks a lot. Okay, other things that we have. Well, you know, I'll tell you, let's take an early break because I know we're going to get into something else here and more people are going, oh, well, we've got more people calling in too. Remember, this is open line. I want to talk about Mad Dog Mathis when we come back. James Mathis, he doesn't like being called Mad Dog except by the troops. I was one of his troops. It's 8:28, and this portion of the show brought to you by Wellgate Sports Club. You know, it's the only place in town that's got an indoor saltwater pool. That's right. Absolutely great equipment. It has the place to go to. I mean, you've got, you know, super locker rooms. Everything's sparkling clean. And the instructors and the coaches there are really good. You can't get any better than that. Plus, they have Boheme Spa in there. This is a sports club. You can do it all. And then you can go over to Boheme Spa, get that facial, get that mani-pedi, if that's what you want, ladies or guys. And you can get, you know, a super workout at the same time with people that know exactly what they're doing. They got a lot of good deals going on down there, a lot of neat things that are happening. We really like the place. 768-1205. Bob uses it all the time, and he's just become a shadow of his former self. We'll be right back after these messages, 8:30 here on Thursday, the 12th of January, 2017. If I told you that line, and would you say goodbye, or would you let it ride?
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
This is Joe McKenna, CEO of CloudWise Academy and your host of the Digital Revolution Show. If you own a business, run a business, or want to start a business, then this show is for you. I'll pull back the green curtain exposing how the internet is impacting your business and give you the rules and tools to take control. If it's related to the internet and matters to business, we'll be talking about it here. Tune in every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. to the Digital Revolution Show on KCNR 1460.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Watt and Trish Clark. Thursday, the 12th of January, and this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue, best place in the universe to get a haircut. Man's last stronghold, better known business for discounts for seniors and veterans. Did I say it was Man's Last Stronghold? It is. I'm going down there today to Man's Last Stronghold and get my hair cut. Now, of course, Trish and I are here, but Amanda Foley just came in, and Amanda is the newest member of our family here at KCNR, and she is our sales associate. And since radios, unless you are linked to the government like PBR, we thrive on and we exist on commercials. And we brought in Amanda to come in and to head that up for us. So good morning.
Good morning.
I wanted people to know who she is because when you want to beat down the door to advertise with us, you ask for Amanda. Okay, Amanda, you are a Reddingite, born and bred here.
Absolutely. Born and raised here, and I've never left.
And you have worked in a couple of different places around here?
Yes. I have found my niche in pretty much involvement in the community. I was an ambassador for the chamber for a year and really enjoyed the community atmosphere. So I love being involved in what our community has to offer. So I am married to a former Marine, so being involved with a company who gives back to our veterans was also very important to me. So,
okay, and Amanda is also is spooling up also on the digital side here, because
yes,
as we've talked about, we're offering not only the not only are we offering on air time, but also on the digital side, and we've partnered up with the Cloud Potential and CloudWise, and so that not only can we push your name out over the airwaves, but we can also help with websites, your search engine optimization, and all of this as part of the package deal you get when you come here. And we are very excited about this because obviously this is the future, and
yeah,
that's where we're trying to push out right now. And
yeah,
Amanda is the one you want to talk to.
Websites and social media and all that is, you know, that's the way our future is going. And I think we have a lot to offer with our new package that we're kind of getting out there to our clients. So
cool. So good. How do people get a hold of you?
Well, they can reach me by my cell phone, which it is area code 530-949-1502. Also, I think
right here at the office.
At the office,
yeah,
as well. And also my website,
Yes, it is. It's on, well, it's on KCNR 1460 on our new website that you're going to see here probably in a week.
Yeah, we're going to be launching our new website as well.
Yeah.
Perfect.
So
perfect. I think, you know, I want to throw out there just to those businesses that are listening, because I do this once a week.
Yeah.
And I am always amazed at the number of people that are listening to this station, the people I run into all over the community that are, in fact, listening and paying attention to what's going on. So I can't think of a better place to spend your advertising dollar and reach people that you don't even know are out there listening.
Absolutely.
And it's just a great opportunity to get your word out.
Mm-hmm.
I think it is. And like you said, we have a lot of loyal listeners, and we have a lot of people tuning in here. So if you're interested in becoming part of us, then you give Amanda a call.
All right.
Thanks, hon.
Nice to meet you, Amanda, and good luck with your new career.
All right. Thank you so much.
You bet. Okay. Trish, we want to talk about a few things. Now, here's a couple of questions that came in here. One of them says, what makes Larry Lees more important than the Vice President of the United States? I think they're talking about maybe it's the money he makes. Is that it? Does he make more than the?
No, I'm sure he does.
Oh, well, I don't know. Kurt Starman.
You know, I don't know that, because I have to tell you that I've never gotten into that whole battle of the paychecks for government employees and what have you, because in the scheme of things, while that may irritate you to death, it wouldn't balance the budget and or give you any more cops if you adjusted some of those. So I've always kind of not gotten into that whole thing about how much somebody makes and whether they're worth it. I think that we shouldn't be paying any of them if they're not doing their job any amount of money, and that we need to pay closer attention. If in fact,
yeah,
and I don't have any axe to grind with any of the people that are in any of these positions.
Yeah.
But in fact, if over a period of time the community is not happy with them, we would hope that we're electing people who are hiring people,
uh-huh,
that are doing a good job. And if they're not, once again, your retaliation, your voice goes through your elected officials. And that's how you solve it as in a republic that we live in.
True, true. Now, they have other questions that are coming in here. Is that can the county of Shasta continue to not allow marijuana grows since the initiative?
You know, and I don't know that, and I know that that's a topic of conversation throughout the state of California. That initiative kind of throws everything into I know that the city of Anderson has you know kind of put everything on a hiatus, and they're researching it. All the attorneys are looking to kind of see what in the heck does this do to our rules and our laws and the things that we've adopted at a local level, and are we superseded by the new state law, which falls right in the face of the federal law. So it's hard to know how these things were there. I think they're looking to Colorado. They're looking to all of the other states that have had this legal marijuana thing going on. And I think that's an open thing. Another thing about that local that I wanted to get your opinion on, Carl, and maybe you've talked about this already, mm-hmm. is the district attorney issue with the county and,
yeah,
and the
I did. I addressed that yesterday.
Yeah, I didn't hear that. But I was a little surprised that they didn't go ahead and appoint Stephanie Bridget.
Well, you know what? And so am I, because at first I was, but because Stephanie Bridget is obviously well qualified for this job.
And obviously that's why Steve Carlton is stepping down in the middle
right.
of the term.
And in fact, I was surprised that Steve even ran this last time. But, you know, maybe this is why he wanted to make sure that Stephanie would, you know, get a good look at. And the two of the board of supervisors, Les Baugh, you know, who represents your area, and
yes, I'm familiar with Mr. Baugh.
And Steve Morgan said, we just want to vote for her right now.
Uh-huh.
The other three, Modi, Kehoe, and Rickert, said no. And I understand what they're saying, is that they want this to be an open, you know, within the county. They're not putting it out of the United States. But they want to give other people a chance to be nominated for this position.
And
so it doesn't look like, it's just, you know, the fix is in. We're going to put her in there for whatever reason. Because, you know, people could say that, you know, that don't know Stephanie in this.
You know, the Board of Supervisors has three options. They can outright appoint. They can call for a special election. And or they can advertise it.
And that's what they're going to do. There's not going to be a special election, but they're just going to advertise out within the county for people that want this job.
Put their application in. And I don't have an issue with it.
I
was a little surprised because she so clearly is in command of what she's doing and so well qualified. I think we would be well served to appoint her. But I don't have an issue one way or the other with it. I was just a little surprised they didn't go forward with it.
Well, I think that and I understand why they did it. And I'm not upset about that. I think that she will be appointed. And I think this way, you know, they've gone through the – even if they've already made up their mind, at least they've gone out there and asked for, you know, new things. Yeah. You know, there's a lot of stuff in our chat room right now. And, Bob, they're saying here is that there's, like, lots of money being hidden.
I would think that this would be a headline somewhere. What we apparently have is a claim being made by the Public Employees Union, who I –
Is that CPEC?
Yeah, CPEC.
Uh-huh.
I would not call them a particularly unbiased source,
no.
But they say that it's all in their report. But I see nothing from any law enforcement agency, of course, that the answer to that is, oh, well, they're in the bag, too. So it'll be interesting to see how this plays out. But I see I try.
I have
to
no idea what you're speaking about.
Yeah, supposedly Larry Lees is hiding money.
And that he's got money in there that he can, you know, that is kind
is
of
the
under
allegation.
Under some kind of special thing there. And, okay, let me go back to they're saying, why doesn't Trish answer the question? Because Trish can't see the questions. Only I can see the questions. And this thing is moving so fast that I'm not sure. So resubmit
call.
The just come in and call us.
Yeah, give us a phone call because I'm not in a position where I can
see. Yeah, she can't
I'm not
see
in
this.
The chat room, so I don't.
Right. Now, so if you've got a question, when it says here Trish needs to answer the question, MPCB. Why don't you just come on back? Just give us a call, or type it again down
the
here.
The miners are standing by.
That's right.
Hey, yeah, because okay. I'm not clear on what if I didn't answer a question, okay. I'm sorry, but I don't
know. I don't know what the question is either.
I don't know what the question is.
Okay, now they're talking about here is it's a third-party CPA firm did the discovery on this money. So this is interesting. If this is going down, that why it wasn't been forwarded to the grand jury.
And I must have missed it because I didn't – I have to tell you that
That's a 2004. This went back to 2004.
To a grand jury issue, and I don't pay a lot of attention to what the sheriff's doing or what the county's doing.
2004. Yeah.
Mm.
I'm not sure. Okay. Now, let's go on back to right now in the hearings, confirmation hearings, Mad Dog Mathis. And I it should be major, you know, General James Mathis is up there for Secretary of Defense.
Uh-huh.
Let me tell you why I'm so happy about this. Is one, I know he's a very capable officer, and he is, I mean, there's nothing he won't ask a troop to do that he won't do. He has done things like gone on and taken duty when he's a general, took the duty for a lieutenant on Christmas because the lieutenant had family and kids, and
yeah.
Mathis didn't. So he came down, and he was the duty. And so the commandant of the Marine Corps came by. Because he, you know, during that time frame, he would like to go out to all the guards and give them cookies, homemade cookies his wife made. And he says, "Okay, where's the officer of the day?" And the Lance Corporal goes, "General Mathis." He goes, "No. I know he's in charge of the post here, but who's your officer of the day?" And the Lance Corporal kind of like, you know, "It's General Mathis, sir." He says, "Son, I don't think you understand who sleeps in that bed at night." And you're pointing into the duty room. General Mathis, and you see the commandant is probably looking down at his Lance Corporal. How do we get him in this kid? How come he doesn't understand? Just then, General Mathis walks out, says, "Good morning, commandant or general," and he says, "Oh, you are the duty officer." Yeah, so he's took the duty. Other things he has done are just magnificent things. Besides, things he says, which gets people all excited. But here it is: warrior ethos. You come into the military to be a warrior, not to be an experiment in a social program. Equality in the military has been at the forefront. Because if you look at it, you look at our, you know, people of color who have come into the military and risen to the highest ranks. You know, the sergeant majors and generals and, you know, one of our Marine generals, an African American, became an astronaut. And now he's in charge, I think, of NASA right now.
Mm-hmm.
But this is where equality is. But then to come in and start the social engineering where it's, you know, we're going to put women in this because women are just as strong as men, which obviously is not true. And then the other social engineering they're trying to do in our military, they name ships after pervs, all right? They're naming a ship after, and I can say this, it's Harvey Milk. He wasn't a pedophile. There's another term that when you are groomed and you have lovers who are above the age of 12 but under the age of 16. There's another word that they use, but that was Harvey Milk. And even his own, you know, I mean, his own biographies do not refute that. But yet we'd naming a ship after him. We're naming ships after a congresswoman who was shot, but she was never in the Navy. And so we named a ship after her because she was shot. I can think of a million better places, a million better names than hers of military men and women who have been shot and lost their arms, lost their legs. And so it's become this social change thing. Well, Mathis will bring back that warrior ethos. Your job of the military is to fight a war and win. You put your best people in the jobs. You don't worry about trying to bring in one woman who might be able to pass all the tests and put her into a unit where there's 1,000 men and one woman. What's the purpose of this? It's not equality. It means it's now it changes the ethos of combat. It changes it. So a lot of people don't like to hear this, but it's true. I'm not saying that women aren't tough, that they're not as deadly, because they are.
Viva la difference.
But they just haven't reached that point where they can keep up day after day after day in combat. There's a lot of men that can't because of the physical problems.
The job is kill the enemy and break their stuff.
Yep.
Period.
Well, that's the whole thing. And you know what? And you kill more. You kill enough of the enemy.
You know, Carl,
so that they want to stop.
You make a good point. But it goes further. It goes further than just the military. It's the social engineering, the political correctness in every part of our life that is destroying the America that many of us know.
And that's the other thing. We're going to take a break right now. This portion of the show is brought to you by B&T Satellite Dish Service, a veteran-owned business, by the way. His veteran's challenge is that for every 10 new contracts he gets, he's going to provide free dish service for an active-duty military family in our area for a year. Not only that, he has $39.99 packages. He's got it all there. At B&T Satellite Dish Network, it's local, buy local, stay local. He's a veteran-owned business. Give him the call at 241-DISH. Don't call 800 numbers. Call our local B&T Satellite Dish Network. All right, we'll be right back. Trish Clark, Carl Bott.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com, then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
National news with a local view. KCNR 1460.
Don't stop believing.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Don't stop believing. 9 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on the 12th of January. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. You're looking for in-home health care, whether it's short-term or long-term. Long-term in-home health care. It's Home Helpers, locally owned, business of the year, business person of the year, Sharon Clark. You're not going to find a better place for your family. We can say that Home Helpers is the one that we would send, you know, we would have them help our parents or me, you know, or us if there was something that, you know, took on like that because they're that good. 226-8350. Okay, I'm here with Trish Clark, and Trish wants to talk, say something about the county here.
Well, I want all of you to understand at this point, I've been retired for 10 years, and when I was on the Board of Supervisors for 16 years, we worked really hard to do a lot of things, balance the budget, cut down the staff, streamline it, demote the position of county executive officer to county administrative officer, take back the control of the county and put it in the hands of the Board of Supervisors. We did a lot of really good things and had a really good budget, and I think the county was in a good position. We'd streamlined a lot of things. The first couple of years after I got off the board, I kind of systematically watched them destroy about 90% of what we had put in place, not the least of which was to promote the county executive officer back, that position. Larry Lees was an administrative officer when I left. Now he's an executive officer. Whole different connotation, and basically puts him in a position with a whole lot more control and a lot less responsibility for the Board of Supervisors. We met every Tuesday. Check the schedule for the Board of Supervisors now. They don't meet on the fifth Tuesday. They don't meet on this Tuesday. They don't meet. I mean, for heaven's sakes, they only meet about half the time. They don't have afternoon sessions. They don't do evening sessions. They've kind of put themselves in a position of turning over, in my opinion, the control of the county to the department heads. I got to the point where I don't really pay a lot of attention to what they do because it really irritates me to see all of the good work we did. Now, having said that, I'm not up on what's going on right now. Certainly, I have opinions about what goes on in the county, and I have knowledge about some of their funding streams and try to address that when I can. I don't know what's going on right now, but I'll look into it because that's kind of interesting if we've
it
got
is,
some
and
kind
I would
of
like to see about
going.
This if people have gotten
– One of the other things we noticed is that we don't get a lot of coverage in the record searchlight about what the board's doing, which kind of leads me to believe they're not doing much.
Well, you know, it's this kind of thing that there's nothing that comes up unless it was that that part where Basinko was saying, "Hey, we got money for this," and Modi, you know, gets up and says he's wrong, his numbers are wrong, and you know, Lees and Modi saying that about Basinko. I mean, it's clear there's no love loss here. Let's go to the phones, Billy Bob. Good morning.
Yes, thank you. Quick comment. Trish, you just get the gold star on the farm board for that last comment you made about the county. And I want to roll that over to the city in the same regard, is that the reason that this city cannot move out of its own way, and I've said it before, is the fact that the upper-level management is so entrenched. And Kurt Starman making $350,000 a year, and he can't get out of his own way. And until you get rid of him, you aren't going to get anything done in the city of Reading. So thank you very much. Great show, as always.
Thanks, Billy Bob.
And I also want to make it clear that I don't have any axe to grind against any of these people. Oh. And Larry Lees is a personal friend. And I want you to know that. I don't have any axe to grind with any of these department heads. They are acting at the direction or lack of direction of the Board of Supervisors.
And the City Council.
And the City Council. And so always bear that in mind.
The time has come for number one. That means the time has come for a mayor in this city.
Boy, Nancy Buffen went to jail over that one.
I tell you what. The time has come for a mayor in the
city
of Reading.
Strong city mayor.
Somebody to provide the guidance and the leadership to tie these together and to move our city forward. Because right now, no matter who we have in the city council, as good as they are, they're not acting as one. They have not gotten the control. It's not a full-time job to them. They are acquiescing. They were acquiescing to departments and Kurt.
And unfortunately, at the Board of Supervisors level, they are getting paid a full-time salary, but they are no longer fulfilling that.
They don't think of it as full-time.
No, they absolutely do not.
Is this a full-time job? No.
It isn't, but they're making over $50,000 a year, and in Shasta County, that's a fairly livable salary.
Well, in Shasta County, that's what people make, is $50,000 a year. Yeah. Anyway.
And when I was on the board, most of us treated it as a full-time job.
What does it take to start a city with a mayor? I don't think you have to have a charter city. I think that you could have something within the charter of our city right now.
There's a process you can go through to have a strong mayor. We don't have time to go into that. There was a lot of us. Nancy Buffen, when she was the mayor of the city of Anderson, which was right about the time I was elected to the Board of Supervisors in the early 90s, That was where Nancy was going with the government at that point. There's a lot of us who think that's why she ended up sideways and ended up doing some jail time.
She did
over
jail
some
time?
Allegations about her bookkeeping methods and what have you. And there was a whole lot of us that kind of thought she got set up because the city fathers didn't want any part of her scheme to make it a strong mayor
government.
The
time has come for a strong central figure in this
strong
city.
Strong mayor government.
A strong mayor. And so how do we do that? You know, and I'm
somebody
you know,
needs to research
somebody
that figure
that,
out how
that
to go
it's
there.
Going to be full time. That's going to
come
in
the position.
Comes in from the outside, runs for that position, and then can give direction. Because right now the city council trying to give direction when they're doing this part time, they get $500 a month. Come on, they've got other things to do in their lives, and then each one of them has their own little rice bowl they want to achieve. So the idea of having a mayor. It, for the city of Reading, elected is a I think it, the time's come. You know, a lot of people like you know Patrick Jones said this several years ago, and people no that right there. As soon as he said it, it was dead. But but I think that we need to look at something like this.
Yeah,
if we're going to take Reading back, okay. All right, recall every incumbent, somebody says.
Well, that's, you know, when, the trouble is when you throw all the rascals out, you usually just get a whole new batch of rascals.
Well, you know what? The point is that we've got all the capabilities here. We just need to harness them and push them in one direction. Right now we don't have that.
Well, I think that, you know, sometimes maybe we have to start at the top. I think the national level, I'm feeling a whole lot better about that. I'm starting to get an opportunity this morning to talk about more of Trump's appointees.
He's got some great appointees.
And the process, I think that
you want to come in tomorrow? I don't have an 8 o'clocker.
Come in at 8 tomorrow?
Yeah.
I can. That'd be great. And we can go over some more of this.
We can go over that. So
this
tomorrow,
discussion to be continued.
I think
Trish will come in tomorrow at 8 o'clock, and then we'll talk about the Trump cabinet.
Let's do that. I think it'd be a great opportunity.
All right, everybody. Well, so you can jump in tomorrow, too. Hey, it's not going to rain today, hopefully. So everybody have a great day.
Sunshine.
Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Be a good guy.
KCNR, Shasta Reading.
Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around, and I'll keep this world from dragging.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Val Dior. A busy day in Washington as several of President-elect Trump's picks for his administration will have their feet held to the fire. To name a few, Trump's choice for CIA Director Congressman Mike Pompeo, Ben Carson will take questions about his qualifications to be Housing Secretary, and Trump's choice to serve as Defense Secretary has his confirmation hearing today. Retired Marine General James Mattis giving his testimony before a Senate panel on Capitol Hill. Former Pentagon and State Department official Elliot Cohen says General Mattis is exactly who Donald Trump needs. As Pentagon chief,
there is no question in my mind that a Secretary Mattis would be a stabilizing and moderating force, preventing wildly stupid, dangerous, or illegal things from happening.
Former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani.